Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Ask the Expert here at Lunchtime Live, where we try and get some answers to all of your questions. Dermot Good from healthinsuranceireland.ie is with me in studio today to answer all of your questions. Dermot, good afternoon. How's things?
All good now, Andrea. Can't complain in this weather.
Good. I know, it's great, isn't it, for
Absolutely.
Once? Yeah, and I know maybe health insurance isn't the top of people's agenda this Tuesday afternoon, but for some people with premium hikes and changes to policies, it is definitely worth taking note of. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. I suppose, just first of all, by way of general advice for people, Dermot, like for anyone that is changing policies, is there value to be got anywhere?
There is. So what I'd say to everybody, like, I know it's summertime and we tend to have other priorities. Don't let your renewal slip because the rates are going through the roof. Benefits are being cut. So what's happened is this time of the year, a lot of people get caught out. They get complacent. They forget about it. You know, they're on holidays and so on. And then they realise they've just auto-renewed on an old dated policy. So look, the old advice that we give to everybody, even that one phone call to the existing insurance company, tell them it's too dear, give them your budget and just challenge them to find you a similar deal across all their plans. And most people are quite surprised that there is other plans out there that gives them what they need without taking on these like average increases of 500-600 euro per family, whatever. So definitely shopping around. One phone call is probably all it takes and start with your existing insurer.
Okay, listener questions. Is it a waste of money having health insurance for a 2-year-old who's perfectly healthy? And if it is, at what age should I take insurance cover out for them?
No, it's a really good question. And this crops up all the time. So public hospital treatment for young children is free. My advice is definitely put them on cover, because it's more a case of you don't want to be on a waiting list. If you put them on cover and they're healthy, then basically they won't have to serve the 5-year exclusion on pre-existing conditions. Put them on the most basic plan, Public Plus Care with VHI, First Cover with Irish Life Health, Assure Protect with Leia, and the Plan A, the new Plan A with Level Health. I think their plan now is one of the cheapest plans in the market, probably 150 euro for the year for the child. And by the way, one quick thing, any families with two or more children under 18, at the end of June, the Leia free cover deal finishes. So if you're thinking of joining or you're about to renew and you have two or more children under 18, get on to Leia, because you might be able to get that second, third, fourth child insured for free for the next year.
Okay.
So once again, phoning up, checking out. I would definitely encourage them to put them on the policy if they can at all.
My wife and I and our two kids, who are 18 and 21, are all on Irish Life Health Plan Health Guide 2. Costs 4,650 per year. Really at the pin of her collar. Have medical conditions. Is there a cheaper option with similar cover?
There is. So Health Guide 2 for an adult is 1,905 euro. It is a very good plan, but I'm going to suggest right now, Irish Life have just launched a brand new plan following a big acquisition that they made. It's called Health Action Plus. Not identical, but very similar. If they like this plan, for the adults alone, it's 1,734. So that's going to save the adults alone 360 euro. And I guarantee you the rates for the young adult dependents will also be lower. One other tip for them is, they might keep mum and dad on a higher plan. Check out the lower level plans like the My Plan 350 for the young adults. I guarantee you they'll save money there and still have very good cover for everybody.
My family, two adults. I'm 64, wife 55, son 27 and 23, on VHI Enhanced Care 250 for us and 350 for the children, and also care for three people. Total cover about 5,700. Is there cheaper coverage out there?
Do you know what now, Andrea? They've actually selected very good mid-level plans. So the Enhanced Care 250 is 1,278. The Enhanced Care 350 is 1,208 euro per adult. They can't really cut their costs more without basically taking big chunks off their cover. So they've actually structured their cover very well. I would nearly be concerned that that might not be enough insurance for mum and dad. But to be fair, they're on a good mid-level scheme. Be very careful going any lower.
Yeah.
And at some stage, they may need to even prop up the cover. But they've actually selected very well.
My wife, myself, two daughters, 4 and 1, are all on the benefit plan from Irish Life, due for renewal in July. Wondering what else we could look at. Currently paying 287 per month.
That plan took a big jump earlier in this year now. So the benefit scheme is 1,639 euro per adult. I would suggest right now, once again with Irish Life Health, check out basically, they have a new plan. It's called Health Action 1 and it's 1,364 euro per adult. If they like that plan, it's going to save the adults alone 500 euro. They're not really overspending for the children. So I would definitely start with Irish Life. You see, all that's going on here, the plan that they're on is on the market maybe 10 years. The plan I just called out is only on the market maybe a year. So you need to always contact the insurance company and check out the latest plans they put under the market. They're not identical, but they might give them the exact cover they need. I think they can definitely stay with the same insurance company and still save a lot of money.
This listener's 35, Dermot, has two children under three and a third on the way. One child has pre-existing conditions with complex needs, so there's lots of therapy and medical appointments. They don't have health insurance at the moment, so they're pretty lost by the whole thing. Any advice?
Yeah, I would look right now. Two young children, a third on the way. I would definitely be suggesting right now, start with Leia Healthcare. Now, look, really, without throwing loads of plans at them, they just need to decide, what's our budget? How much can we afford to invest in this? You phone up Leia and say, that's my budget. What can you suggest? But because Leia will give them free cover on Flex 125 Choice, I would look at them. But also don't forget Level Health. Anybody listening who's got young children under the age of three, Level Health on most of their plans will give you free cover as long as they're under three. So I would start with Level Health and also, sorry, Level Health and Leia Healthcare, decide on their budget and then phone up the insurance companies and challenge them to find them the best plans that fit that budget.
087 1400 106 if you have questions for Dermot Good about your health insurance. This listener, couple 73 and 76 on the Simply Connect plan with Leia, only health problems so far, glaucoma and thyroid. Are there cheaper options available?
Now, this one is tricky. €2,714 each. That plan is designed for people who want to keep full cover for the hip, knee and shoulder replacements and cataract removal. If they want to keep that, I have to say pretty much stay as they are. If they're not too concerned about that, there's other plans from Leia like XL Care, which will save them €200 each. And there's also other plans from VHI and the other insurance companies where they will save money. But right now, it really boils down to that. Do they want to keep full? And I'm looking at their age now, Andrea. They want to keep full cover for the joints and for the ophthalmic procedures. If that's the case, they need to stay where they are for another year.
Michael is wondering, why do all of the plans have maternity included? He says, I'm a male. Seems to be in most policies.
It is. So look, just to let your listeners know this, because it is frustrating. People see things like psychiatric, fertility, maternity. It's on every policy. By law, there's a piece of legislation called minimum benefits, and that's why every plan has to have certain benefits, irrespective of your age, your gender and so forth. I would say to anybody who sees these things, just ignore them, skip over them, focus on the benefits that are relevant to you. It won't make any difference to your premium whatsoever.
I'm on the VHI, is it the PMI 36? God, I just, the names of these policies are so confusing. VHI PMI 3613 policy, and my wife is on Leia Healthcare Transform Plus policy. Is there a combined plan that we should look at together, you know, with a similar supplier? Maybe there's periods where we wouldn't be covered if one of us were to switch suppliers.
Okay, so it's interesting what they've done. So just so you know, VHI now have 70 of those PMI plans. So the PMI 3613 is €1,974. It is a good semi-private plan. The Transform Plus scheme with Leia that I think this person's spouse or partner is on, that plan is €1,650. So I would suggest, first of all, look at that plan potentially for both of them, because if they like it, they could save €300. But you know what, Andrea? They're not really overspending on their cover. I mean, what I would say right now, the PMI 3613, they'll probably get one more year out of that plan, but next year it will breach the €2,000 barrier. In my view, no semi-private plan is worth more than €2,000. If that person wanted to stay VHI and check out something similar, PMI 4316, it's similar. It's 1,770. If they like that plan, they can stay with VHI and still save €200. One final thing on the Transform Plus scheme, there's no hospital cover on that plan for the South of Ireland. Cork hospitals, no cover. So they just need to make sure.
So that's worth noting, actually.
Just be very careful. Some of those plans, not all the hospitals are covered, but they're not too far off the mark on those plans.
I'm 69. I'm looking to get health insurance in case I need a hip and knee replacement in the future. Any idea what plan might suit?
Okay, so they need to get out their checkbook now for this one, right? Because there's a couple of things.
I presume they must mean they don't have health insurance at the minute.
I'm assuming that. So let's assume, worst case scenario, because they're 69, they're going to have the full age loading. So they're going to have a 70% age loading on any plan they join. And if they want full cover for hips, knees and shoulders, those types of plans right now, the cheapest one is about €2,640 plus their loading. So I would suggest right now they need to be very, very careful, because, and also if they have an existing condition, it won't be covered for 5 years. So that person needs to get advice to make sure, number one, it's worthwhile joining. Number two, to pick a plan that matches their exact needs, but also to see if there's ways of eliminating the age loadings or basically expanding the waiting period. So they need to tread carefully, but they can join any plan on the market. That is the thing, but they need to be aware of those age loadings if they're joining as new members.
Lorraine is wondering if she's to move health provider, will she be covered immediately by the new company?
Yes. So here's the thing. If Dermot Good already has 5 years continuous insurance under his belt and he moves to a different insurance company, they must give me full credit for that. So there will be no break in my cover. If I'm moving to a similar plan or lesser plan, absolutely no issues whatsoever. If I'm upgrading my cover, so if I'm moving to a new plan that gives me extra cover, if I'm healthy when I do the change, I'm on cover straight away. If I have any existing conditions for the next 2 years, they won't give me the benefit on the higher plan, but they'll still pay what I was going to get on the lower plan.
Sorry, for 2 years?
2 years. So I'll tell you what that rule is there, Andrea. There are people who deliberately take out the cheapest, lowest plans, and who then when they get sick, they jump onto the highest plans and they think that they can do that. But that piece, that legislation, that rule is there to prevent those people. So if anybody listening is thinking of upgrading their cover, we have to advise you, do it when you're healthy, because then you get it straight away. If you upgrade your cover when you now have an existing medical condition, they have you for 2 years.
I've recently moved back from the UK. Will I get fined if I cancel my UK plan, or would that cover anything here in Ireland?
Okay, so here's the thing. If you have now relocated and you're now resident in Ireland, you're not allowed to have insurance health in another jurisdiction here. Okay, so they need to check with their UK carrier exactly if there's any or any limited cover for temporary stays in Ireland. They're going to have to look at switching to one of the main providers in Ireland, VHI, Laya, Irish Life Health and Level Health. Now, here's the thing. They won't get any credit or any benefit from being insured in the UK. They will be classified as a new member. If they take out cover within 9 months of moving here, they will have no age loadings whatsoever. So please be very, very careful of that. But they will have to serve the waiting periods that apply to all new members. So I would suggest they start inquiring straight away about taking out cover here, because the UK providers, once they know you're no longer resident in the UK, from your next renewal, they'll be obliged legally to cancel your policy. So they just need to be careful with that.
Dermot Good, your health insurance encyclopedia. Loads more questions coming in that we just didn't get round to this afternoon. Dermot, of course, from healthinsuranceireland.ie. Dermot, thanks a million.
My pleasure.
For joining us here on the programme today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.